You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host for the show. And this show is all about bringing your attention to peace. Because we think we live in a very turbulent world, inside and outside. The whole fabric of our existence, how it has been for a long time, is obviously falling apart on the outside, but also on the inside. And we think it's crucial that you have one stable point where you can retreat within yourself, to have an overview and to be in a place where you not get so, how should I put it, drawn in everything that happens, all the drama, all the turmoil, all the fear, all the anxiety. And in order to make it more available, we offer a shamanic ritual in the second part, which is very helpful in balancing your energy and your emotional field. And in general, people will feel very peaceful after this ritual. And the first part of the broadcast is a very small exercise, which I would like to do in order to bring your attention to where you well actually are. So what I would advise to you is just to sit down in a comfortable way. Put your feet flat on the ground. Close your eyes. And just for the moment, let go of everything you're busy with on the inside. And shift your attention to the feeling of your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet on the ground. It's not difficult. Your feet are always there. Just pay attention to them. Just feel your feet on the ground. No matter what you think, no matter what you dream about, just leave that for the moment. And shift your attention to the feeling of your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. Giving attention to body awareness, you bring your attention much more in a state of being, in a state of here and now, because your body is not dreaming, your body is not thinking, your body just exists right here, right now, exactly where you are. And by giving attention to that, you bring that within your field of consciousness. So just feel your feet on the ground. Because if you would observe on the inside, you would clearly see it as all these dreams, all these thoughts, lead your attention to all places, to all times, but here. And the fact is we are here. You might dream about yesterday, you might dream about John, Pete, Spain, the moon, but you are here. And the more of your attention is here, where you actually are, the more fully you can experience your life. Because your life is, well, right here, right now, in this moment, exactly where you are. And we consider it a pity to be concerned with something else, so you miss, well, a big part of your life. Because you were dreaming about something else, you were thinking about something else, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. A big part of our attention is always caught up in this internal monologue or dialogue, depending on how you want to look at it. This inner chatter, which is always claiming a big part of our attention, in whatever circumstances we are. It doesn't matter what we do, we always think about something else, which makes us not very effective. Because, well, you are where you are, and the more of your attention is centered where you are, the more optimal, the more powerful, the more clear you are. So just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. Don't try to make it interesting, spiritual, or whatever. Just feel your feet on the ground. Very simple. in a very effective way to withdraw your attention from all this internal turmoil, from all this ongoing chatter. So just drop that for the moment and just feel your feet on the ground. And every time you notice that a thought or dream or feeling has captured your attention, you just let go of that and shift back your attention to your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. Feel your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. If you keep on doing that, you will even notice in this little time we have that you will become much more peaceful, much more relaxed, much more balanced, just by feeling your feet on the ground, because you shift your attention from all these internal things to the fact where you are, just to your state of being. And whatever you give attention unfolds within your perception. So if you give attention to being, a state of being will unfold within your perception. If you give attention to all your thoughts and your inner considerations, well, I think you're pretty busy on the inside. And that won't stop, because you keep on feeding them. Feeding them your life energy, which is attention. So stop doing that, just feel your feet on the ground. And all these demons, all these devils, because that's what they are, they claim your attention, just look right now. They draw you within their story, whether you like it or not. They live off your life force, your attention, just look right now. And as long as you give attention to them, they won't go away. There's only one way, and that's to withdraw the attention and from the things that claim it. And the fact that they claim your attention means that it's yours to give. So just feel your feet on the ground. First come in a position in which you can decide whether you want to give something attention or not, instead of flowing along with all this automated patterns that mainly come from childhood, and that claim your attention all the time in the same patterns, in the same direction, in the same blah blah, and the same attitudes on the inside. Just leave that. Withdraw your attention and focus your attention on your feet. And the more of your attention is in the here and now, the more peaceful you will feel, the more balanced, open, stable, and the more the confusion will leave you. Because very simple, if you lose track in the woods and you're lost, what are you going to do? Are you going to run in circles? Or are you going to have a look, stand still and have a look where you are? When you're running on the inside or on the outside, you only can watch the floor right in front of you. Otherwise you drop. You cannot see where you are. You have to pay attention to where you're running. So leave that. You don't have to run. Just shift your attention to the feeling of your feet on the ground. Just feel them. There's nothing special about him. There's nothing spiritual about him. And that's a good thing. Withdraw your attention from all this internal nonsense. And just bring your attention in the here and now. And in the end, that's what all these spiritual books are about anyway. So make it simple. Don't think about these things. Just try to bring your attention in the here and now, in openness, which means not filled with your opinions, your thoughts, your feelings, your dreams, your wishes. Because as long as our field of attention is filled with all these things, the only thing we observe all day long, well, is ourselves. And I think that's, well, a pretty small state. And if you want to experience something which is bigger than you, you have to get it a little bit out of the way. And you do that by withdrawing attention from all these things you think about, you dream about, you fancy. Just leave that. And just feel your feet on the ground. It's not hard. It's not complicated. It's very simple. Everybody can do it. But you just have to do it. Don't think about it. Don't conceptualize it. Don't make it nice, spiritual. Don't give it all sort of meanings. Just feel your feet on the ground. Thinking about it is like reading the menu over and over again, written in French, Spanish, with black letters, red letters, yellow letters. Still, you're reading the menu and not eating. I suggest to you to put down the menu and to shift your attention to your feet. And just do it, just feel them. And really something silly, something simple as this, can shift your attention to openness, to a much more peaceful and balanced state, which is there for everybody in any circumstance. The thing is, we are only too, well, obsessed with ourselves. We consider our drama much more important than the peace in which all these things appear. So just feel your feet on the ground, so you might discover this space within yourself, so to speak, in which everything appears and disappears. And then you might find out it is just your own state of being. And being is very non-defined. It's an open sort of awareness in which thoughts, feelings, everything arises. Just watch right now. You're not making thoughts. They pop up. Impressions pop up. They just appear in front of you. And they claim your attention. And when you go along, their story becomes your story. Their drama becomes your drama. And then life, well, it's very complicated and painful. Just leave that. Shift your attention to your feet. And the more of your attention is centered in this one spot, the more the rest of your field of attention is open, is in peace, is balanced. And very soon you will start noticing things you never experienced. They were there, but, well, you were too busy with yourself. All these beautiful, interesting, especially spiritual sort of things, you know, there is nothing else but that. But we are busy with thinking about it, with dreaming about it. Stop fancying. Feel your feet on the ground. Bring yourself here. You are here. So it's not hard. Just do it. Just feel your feet on the ground. Just try to build a new habit. Now you have the habit of going along with everything that appears within you. It doesn't make you happy. It brings you in anxiety, turmoil, and drama. Leave that. You don't have to do that. It's your attention to give. Why give it to the things that make you unhappy? Stop doing it. Just feel your feet on the ground. You don't have to get into it. Just feel your feet on the ground. You do that, the less power all these thoughts and feelings have over you. You give them that power. Stop doing that. Withdraw your attention and focus it on your feet. They are there, you know, as soon as you wake up, you put your feet on the ground. Either when you sit or you stand, your feet are always on the ground. Just feel them. Because if you don't do it, well, your attention is for 70% in your nonsense, in what you tell yourself all day long. So you miss the whole fun of your life. Just feel your feet on the ground. Bring your attention where you actually are. Keep it extremely simple. Just feel your feet on the ground. And the more you do that, the more empty the rest of your field of attention will become. The more open, the more undefined you are, which is very pleasant, which is very stable. Just feel your feet on the ground. And even when you have a job in which you have to think a lot, you know, if you would observe within yourself, you could clearly see that during your job, 70% of the time you're thinking about something else. When I say stop thinking, I mean the psychological thinking. All the thoughts and dreams about you. All these psychological thoughts are all about you in relation to the world. They explain the world to you. They tell you what everything is. Just leave that. It's just an interpretation based on your youth in general. So leave that. And you will soon notice that even when you work with your mind, you will become much more effective. Because the biggest part of the time, you're thinking about something else. Stop doing that, you'll become more effective no matter what you do. Whether you work with your hands, you stand on your head, you work with your mind, it's not important. Whatever you do, you will do more fully, more concentrated, and more balanced if you're not involved in all this inner turmoil. So withdraw your attention from it. It's the stuff that makes you unhappy. Why believe it? Just feel your feet on the ground. And the more you do that, the more open your field of perception will be. The more fully you can experience what is there. And also during the ritual, which I will perform in a few minutes. And just try to keep your field of attention open. Don't conceptualize it. Don't think about it. You don't have to have an opinion about everything. Just try to be open. Try to flow with the ritual. It's constructed in such a way that it will pull you much deeper into a peaceful state of being. You don't have to do anything for that. But the more you keep open your field of attention, the more fully you can consciously experience that. And the ritual consists of parts in which I will make some music or sound, depending on your taste, and parts which are silent. And it ends with the bell. And you don't have to experience anything special or spectacular during the ritual. You might, but you don't have to. But just about everybody will notice that you will be much more in peace, that you will feel much more balanced, harmonious. In general, you have a very good night rest after a ritual. And you sleep much deeper and much more relaxed. So don't try to do anything. Try to keep your field of attention open. All right. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you pay attention to your feet, especially in daily life. Really, I say these things from experience. They will save you so much trouble and sorrow in your life. Just apply it. So, well-meant advice for you. Anyway, keep your feet on the ground. We're going to perform the ritual. I hope you're there again next week. And have a very good time.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Good. Hey.